Thank you for joining us for today's message. We are so encouraged to know that God is using the ocean to impact your life through the ministry of the Word. Knowing that your life is being transformed is exactly why we exist. As our vision says, we exist to know Jesus and make Him known. So sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your life through this message.
Last week, we started a new sermon series to kick off the new year, and it's titled, I Am In. Is everybody in?
Yes.
If you're in, let me hear you say, I'm in.
I'm in.
Are you in?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. So this is a sermon series about identity. And so in this series, I'm basically going through four qualities that define us or provide our standing or our position in the kingdom of God. We are looking at the four attributes that the Lord wants each and every one of us here to know and to embrace as His children, but also as His church. And all of them happen to begin with the letters I-N. And so last week, we looked at the first quality or the first attribute, and that is we are invited. Everybody say, I'm invited.
I'm invited.
I'm invited because you know what? Jesus came to this sinful world to invite people like you and I into His family and into His kingdom. So everybody is invited. Jesus came for sinners, and so nobody is excluded to be a part of the kingdom of God. And so we are all invited, amen?
Amen.
And I'm telling you, should you choose to accept the invitation of the Lord to follow Him and be His disciple, He will transform your life. He will change your life. He will do amazing things with you should you choose to surrender your life to Him. And so last week, we looked at the story of Matthew, you know, who was a tax collector, who Jesus saw him at his tax collector's booth, and then Jesus asked him to follow Him and be His disciple, and Matthew said yes. And we see eventually after that by Matthew walking with Jesus and being in a relationship with Jesus, he was able to be transformed, to be changed, to be given a bigger purpose. And, you know, Jesus transformed this tax collector into an apostle and an evangelist and the guy who wrote the Gospel of Matthew. But that's what God can do in your life should you choose to accept His invitation. Now, today, we are on the second part of our sermon series, I'm In. And so today I want to talk about something that I believe to be one of the most important attributes about who we are. It's a very relevant truth, but yet it is something that many of us struggle to believe about ourselves. And that truth is simply this, that you are invaluable. Everybody say, I'm invaluable.
I'm invaluable.
You are invaluable. So what does it mean to be invaluable? To be invaluable, the Oxford Dictionary defines it as being extremely useful or being indispensable. That is being crucial, being necessary, being essential, being vital. That's what it means to be invaluable. Another dictionary defines being invaluable as being of inestimable worth, being priceless. That is being invaluable. And I'm here to tell you this morning that you, yes, you, sitting right here this morning, you are invaluable, that you are crucial, you are vital, you are necessary, you are essential to the kingdom of God and in this church body. You are indispensable. You are invaluable. And so how do I know this? I know this because Ephesians 2 verse 10 says that we are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus. That is, we are a work of His hands. We are a work of art. God created you and I as His masterpiece. And we all know that God is a person of standards, you know, and God is a person of excellence and quality. And so God doesn't ever make junk. God does not make useless goods. No, God makes superior products. And we are His masterpiece. And that is why you are invaluable. You're not invaluable in and of yourself, but because God created you. And when you are made new in Christ Jesus, you become His masterpiece. And that is why we are invaluable. And so when God created you, He created you with a purpose. He created you with a set of gifts that He wants you to use them for His glory. And so you are extremely useful in the kingdom of God. So if you've ever thought that, you know what, you don't have anything to offer God, think again, because you are invaluable. Because God has deposited things in your life, things that are so unique that God can use in order to continue to build his kingdom, that God can use to change this world we're in. And God wants to change the world through people like you and I. And that is why we're necessary. That is why we're essential. That is why everybody sitting here in this room is invaluable. So I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell them, I'm invaluable. Tell them like you mean it, like you really believe it, that I'm invaluable. Exactly, because you are. And so you better believe it as of this moment right now, that you are invaluable. And so we're going to see this truth through a passage of scripture that we're going to read right now. And so if you could open your Bibles and turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, because that's where we're going to be this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I believe the scripture is also going to be up on the screen. And it's honestly my prayer that this message will not only highlight to you your importance and how relevant you are in the kingdom of God, but actually you will start to believe it and then you will begin to act accordingly. Because what God says about you is truth. And you just have to take that truth and begin to live it out. Amen? So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'll read from verse 12. And this is what the word of God says. This was the Apostle Paul speaking. And he says, the human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. So if the foot says, I'm not a part of the body because I'm not a hand, that does not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it had only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head can say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And in verse 27, he goes to say, all of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. Father God, I pray this morning that may your word speak to us. That, Father, may we believe in this word that you are speaking to us this morning, Father. And God, I pray that even by the end of this service, Father, may we walk out of here knowing who we really are. So, Holy Spirit, I just ask you to lead us and to have your way in this service. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Now, in this part of scripture that we just read, we see the Apostle Paul comparing the human body to the body of Christ. So he uses the analogy of a human body with its many different parts to demonstrate that the body of Christ as well, that is us, we are the body of Christ, that the body of Christ also has many different parts, but it is still one body. Now, we all know that the human body is made up of various parts. You know, there are the external parts like the hands, you know, the fingers, the eyes, the mouth, the nose, the head, there are all these other external parts. But then also it's made up of hidden parts, which are like the lungs, the kidneys, you know, the liver, the heart, and the like. But they all work together, they all function together as a whole to make the body be healthy and to function properly. So every part of the human body is important. Every part of the human body is necessary. Well, so it is with the body of Christ. So it is with us today. That this body of Christ, the church, it is made up of different parts. It's made up of different people with different backgrounds, from different countries, with different gifts, different skills, different abilities, who play different roles and serve different functions. Some are parts of the body that are seen, and some are parts of the body that are not seen, but yet are still very vital for the whole functioning of the body. But we are all one body. We are one body. So irrespective of whatever role you play, it doesn't matter which part of the body you are, we are all one body, because when we come together, when we work together, we make the body of Christ work as it should. So just as how both unity and diversity exist in our physical bodies, so does unity and diversity exist in the body of Christ. There is a reason why we're all different. There is a reason why you are the way that you are. There's a reason why God created you the way that you are, because it is in this diversity that we're also united and we're able to do great things together, because everybody plays a different role. But the Apostle Paul also goes to illustrate this even better in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 4 to 8. And this is what he says. He says that just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Everybody say, we belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. So we see that we all have different roles, that there are all these different parts that do different things in the body of Christ, that we're all playing a vital role in light of the bigger picture, that everyone is placed right where they are for a purpose, and you're given whatever you're given, whatever gift that God has given you is necessary and important to be used in the kingdom of God. And I love what Paul said here, that you know what? We all belong to each other. That there is no one person who's important just by himself. I don't belong to myself, but rather I belong to you. You belong to me. We all belong to one another, because when we come together in our differences with all of our different gifts and different skills and different abilities, we're able to do greater works because of our unity. And so you are important and you are vital in the body of Christ. And so because you're part of the body, you matter. Because you're part of the body, you're essential. You're crucial. You are invaluable. But you see, the mistake that I feel like many of us tend to make is that we tend to interpret the idea of gifts very narrowly. We often act on the assumption that it is only those gifts which are seen, you know, the prominent ones, that those are the ones that are the most important. You know, that those gifts like, you know, preaching or teaching or praying or prophesying and the likes, that those are the most important gifts. But we forget that the gift of a person who can work with his hands, that's also a gift. You know, that the mason, the carpenter, the electrician, the painter, the engineer, the plumber, all have gifts from God and are to be used for his glory. Because chances are, I cannot paint as well as you can. You know, chances are, I cannot be able to build anything the way that you can. You know, I cannot fix, you know, electrical stuff because I'm just not gifted in that place. I don't have that ability. I don't have that skill, but you do. And so we all have different skills. We all have different abilities and different gifts that we're given, you know, that are just beyond, you know, the ones that we all think that are most important, because every gift matters. And so every individual sitting here in this room this morning is gifted. And you're gifted differently. And you have a value within the body of Christ. So no matter how important any one member may think they are, there can be no body formed with just one part. There is no body that can be formed with one part. I am not the body of Christ. I am a part of the body of Christ, though. But we as a collective are the body of Christ. I'm just a part. I'm not the whole body. So the hand can never say that, you know what, I am the whole body. The hand is not the body. The hand is a part of the body. And that's the truth that we need to understand today. That, you know what, no one person is more important than the other. That no one person is greater than the other. No, we all are relevant. We all are important. We all play a vital role, because all the different parts put together as a collective includes the body of God. And so imagine if the whole body was just an eye. How weird would that be? It would be so scary and so creepy and so weird. You know, or imagine if, like, you know, your whole body was like an, you know, an ear. And so it's this 6-foot ear. You know, like, it would just be so strange and so weird, and it won't be complete. It would be so incomplete, and nobody would want to function with it. And so God created us the way that he has created us for a purpose. He's designed us purposefully to play the role that he wants us to play in the body of Christ according to the purposes that he wants us to serve. So God has given you what he's given you for a purpose. He gave you that gift. He gave you that skill. He gave you that ability for a reason. so that you can serve the function that he's called you to serve in the body of Christ. So maybe the question that you need to ask God today, and maybe the question that you need to be, you know, you need to keep contemplating is, God, what have you given me? God, what role am I supposed to play in the body? What's my part? Because I think sometimes maybe that's what our predicament is, that we don't know what our role is. We don't know that, where do I fit in light of this entire body? But whether you know it or you don't, it does not exclude the fact that you are a part of the body, because you are. So it's just a matter of you figuring out, what is my part? Am I the hand? Am I the foot? Am I the eye? Am I the liver? Am I the kidney? Am I the lung? Am I the heart? Am I the head? What am I? God, show me, what am I? And so if God made you a finger, be a finger, because he wants you to be a finger. If he made you a foot, tucked in a shoe and rarely seen, it's because he wants you to be a foot. Don't desire to be like anyone else or to function like anyone else, for that matter. You be you. Because God created you the way that you are purposefully. Be you. You don't have to be anybody else. You don't have to desire anybody else's gifts. You don't have to desire anybody else's position. No, you be you. You play your part. You be the person that God has designed you to be. You take part in the body of Christ exactly where God has placed you, because God has placed us where he has placed us intentionally. God does not do things by chance. He does not make mistakes. God has designed us. God is the master creator. And so when he has placed you in a certain position in the body of Christ, it means that that's where he wants you to be, that that's the role that he wants you to play. So it's your job and it's my job to figure out, what is my role? Because truth is, yes, some of us can sing, some of us can play instruments, but others can teach, others can talk, others can organize, others can fix things, others are good with their hands, others are very sociable, others are very creative, others can heal people like the doctors, others can construct, others can cook, others can design, and on and on and on we could go. But that's the point. The point is that it is our diversity that enables us to make a unique contribution to the body of Christ. Our diversity is what enables us to make a unique contribution to the body of Christ. So what has the Lord given you? What is it that you can do? Because whatever you can do, believe me, no matter how small it may look in your eyes, in light of the functioning of the body, it's very important. So you are important. Whatever you bring to the table, it is necessary. It is important for the full functioning of the body. Without you playing your part, the body is disabled. Without you taking up your position in the body of Christ, the body cannot function fully as it's supposed to, because you are invaluable, because you are essential as a member of the body of Christ. So your contribution is needed. It's needed for the welfare of the whole body. And if the church is to be a healthy body, then we need the work that each and every one of you can do. If the church is to work the way that it's supposed to work, then you playing your part is so necessary to make that happen. So for this reason, no person should ever suffer from inferiority complex. You're not inferior because you're important. Because the role that you play is necessary. Because whatever you can do is important. So you don't have to be inferior, maybe because you are a toe and not an eye. Because this reveals the wrong belief that, you know what, because I'm not that particular part, then I'm not useful. That because I don't play that particular role, then you know what, I'm not important. That is not true. In the body of Christ, every part is useful. And no part can say to another part that, you know what, I do not need you, or I have no use for you, because we all need each other. So take, for example, right now, you know, think about your foot for a minute. Right where you're sitting right now, you know, just try to wiggle your toes. You know, try to wiggle your toes where you are right now. And imagine if somebody was to cut off even just one toe. Already it will create an imbalance in your body, and even the way that you walk is going to be different. Because even those toes, they matter. They play a very significant role, even though they're tucked in a shoe and they're hidden. Even though nobody sees them, nobody sees your toes on the regular unless you take out your shoes. You know, and sometimes those toes, you know, they've got these bunions, you know, they've got, you know, they just look really weird and stuff. And some of us, we hate our toes. But you know what? Either way, the toe is important. You know, it may have corns on it and everything, but you know what? It doesn't matter. It's important. Because should you choose to cut it off, I'm telling you, it will mess with your balance. And so your toe is important. Even though it spends most of its time in your shoe, yet it's still important. Even though it develops a certain odor after you walk for many hours, yet it's still important. It's necessary. Because if you take out the shoe, the first part of your body that gets dirty is actually your foot, because it's the one that steps on the ground. But it doesn't mean that the foot is not important. It is very, very important. Now imagine the day that the foot thinks that, you know what, I am not as important as the hand, because nobody ever wants to shake the foot. Just imagine that, you know. And so the foot is like, you know what, I don't want to be a foot, I want to be a hand. But then the truth is, nobody walks on their hands, nobody walks on their feet all day long. No. Nobody walks on their hands all day long. Exactly. Exactly. Y'all are paying attention, you know, you guys. Come on. That was on purpose, by the way. That was on purpose, by the way. Nobody walks on their hands. Come on, you guys clearly are awake. You know what I mean? And so that is to say that, you know what? The foot is important. You know, you are important. And so whatever role you play, whether you're the foot, it's cool. Because you matter. Because there's some things that you can do that the person sitting next to you cannot do. There are people in here that I know who've got certain giftings and certain creativity that I know I do not even have. That I could never even dream of having, because I'm not them, because I'm not gifted like them. But, you know, if we come together and if we work together, then we're able to do great things together, because they play a very vital role. They bring something to the table that I cannot bring. They play a role that I can never play, because I'm not wired that way, because I'm not gifted that way, but they are. And so there are people here who can do amazing things. Everyone in here has something special that you can bring to the table. And so what you do matters. What you have matters. What God has given you matters in light of the bigger picture. As a matter of fact, even in the in our human body, there are those parts that we can't see. And we all know that, you know, the livers, the kidneys, the lungs, you know, the heart, we can't see them. But yet we all know that those are very, very vital organs. That should your kidney choose to fail today, you're in trouble. Should your heart choose to stop today, you've got issues. You're going to be dead, you know. Should your lungs choose not to work today, you're not going to be able to breathe. And so even those hidden parts of our human body that we tend to not really pay attention to, because most of us, we focus so much on our exterior. We focus on those parts that we can see, you know, but those parts that are hidden behind, you know, the flesh, behind muscles, those parts are also very vital. But so it is with the body of Christ, that there are those people who play the role behind the scenes that nobody sees. Nobody sees who they are. Nobody even knows their names. They serve in ways that win no publicity from anyone because people don't see them with their physical eyes. But yet they play a very crucial role in the body of Christ. So just because you're not seen, it doesn't mean that your role is not important. Because the problem is that we've tended to equate value with visibility. We think that if we're visible, that's when we give value. But value, but visibility does not always equate value. Because truth is that you may be invisible, that you may not be seen, that your role may be behind the scenes that nobody sees, but you know what? You do a lot of the lifting. You do a lot of the great work that you help to set the pace and you help to make things possible for other people to do as well. But just because you are not seen, it doesn't mean you're not important. So you're valuable and your work is necessary, whether you're behind the scenes or whether you can be seen, you are important as well. So don't you ever feel like you don't matter. Don't you ever belittle your place in the body of Christ. Don't you ever demean yourself. Don't you ever dare think that you're not important or that you're not necessary, because you are. No matter what role you play, you are important. And so just because your role is not displayed for the world to see, it does not mean that your role does not matter to God. Or that your role does not change lives, because it does. And the problem is that most of us, we've created this illusion that, you know what, it's only the people who can be seen that are important. And so you find that at the end of the day, we all want to be in those positions that can be seen. We all want to be seen by people. We all want to be popular. You know, we want the limelight to be on us because we think that that is the most important role. But truth is, those hidden parts, those hidden roles, those are very, very important. So let us not place too much emphasis on the members of the ministries that are visible, because even those that are invisible are so crucial to the functioning of the body of Christ. You know, I praise God this morning for those hidden parts of the body that are so vital, for those hidden servants, you know, those people who work behind the scenes, the quiet, unassuming servants of God who do God's great work behind the scenes. Praise God for you. Those who are willing to do the dirty work, those who are willing to do the heavy lifting that not other people are, other people wouldn't like to do, praise God for you. Because you are doing things that is helping to make a difference in light of the bigger picture. That you are playing a very vital role in the body of Christ. Yes, let's clap for those people. The quiet, unassuming servants. The ones who are willing to do all the work that other people don't want to do. Praise the Lord for you. And may the Lord bless you because your role is so important. You know, I look at our setup team here at the church. This is a team of people that I'm telling you, many of you guys probably don't even know half of the team. Because these guys are the people that are working behind the scenes. These are people who are working behind the scenes. You know, every morning, they're here every Sunday, 6 a.m. without fail. To make sure that this place looks like this. To make sure that the courtyard looks the way that it looks. To make sure that everything in this church looks the way that it looks, so as to be prepared for you to come to church, to find your seat in the church, and to be able to enjoy worship, and to be able to minister to, and hopefully some of you even get to receive Christ for the first time. But it's because of the work that these guys are willing to do behind the scenes. You know, and you probably, you'll never even know who they are. You'll never even see their faces because they're not always up on stage. But you know what? They play a very vital role in this church. They play a very key role because without them setting up, there's so many ministries that are happening here Sunday morning that would not function. And this is to continue to illustrate my point that you know what? Visibility does not equate value. Because just because you're not seen does not mean that you're not valued, that you're not important, because you are important. And so just know that whatever role you play, whatever the Lord has given you is important. And so you need to be in the body, faithful to the body, and functioning in the body. You, yes you, sitting here this morning, you need to be in the body, faithful to the body and functioning in the body, because every part of the body matters. Your role, your presence, your voice, your contribution, it matters in the family of God and is necessary to accomplish the larger task. You see, sometimes I think the problem is that we tend to look at ourselves as individuals. And so, of course, as an individual, you can be like, well, you know what can I do? You know, what role can I play? Like, how can I make a difference? But when you look at the bigger picture that, you know what, if we as a collective come together and everybody plays their part, then you know what, we may be able to do great things. That we may be able to change this world. Because when you and I play our roles, then the body is functioning the way that it's supposed to function. And so I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that you're not here by accident. You're not here at the ocean by accident. God has placed you here strategically because you have a strategic role to play. You are an important part of the successfulness and the effectiveness of the Ocean Church. Everyone else is depending on you to be here and to carry out your function. And when you fail to be here or carry out your function in the body, then the whole body suffers because there will be gaps. So your contribution in the body of Christ, it matters. The body is incomplete without you. So this morning, I just want to urge you. I just want to encourage you. I just want to challenge you. That can you start taking up your role in the body of Christ? Play your part. Ask God, where is it that you want me to be placed? What is my role? And you know what? Don't even think much about it and then just start playing that role. Because you are needed. Because you are important. I'm standing here this morning and willing to do my part, not because it's easy, but it's because I know if I don't do my part, that I'm failing the rest of the body. And so I hope that after today, that it will be the same mentality with you, that you know what, I need to play my part, I need to play my role, because if I don't do that, then the whole body suffers, then the whole body cannot function as it's supposed to function. And so you are important and you are vital because Jesus is no longer in this world, in the body, in the flesh. And so when Jesus wants a work to be done, Jesus uses a person like you and I to get it done. He uses people like you and us to get his work done. If he wants a child to be taught, he will find a teacher to teach the child. If he wants a sick person to be cured, he finds a physician or a surgeon to do the job. If he wants his story to be told, he finds a person to tell the story. We are the people that Jesus wants to use in order to be able to do his work here in this world. We are his hands and we are his feet. The work of Jesus in the world is in the hands of those who belong to him, and that is us. His work is in our hands. We are his hands to do his work. We are his feet to run his errands. We are his voice to speak for him. We are. We're those people, not anybody else. We are. Nobody else is coming. We are it. This is it. We are Jesus' hands and feet in this world. And so imagine, just imagine what would happen if we all decided one day, probably even today, that you know what, from this point going forward, I'm going to take up my part. That I'm going to come into the body of Christ and I'm actually going to play my part. And I'm going to step up and do what God has called me to do in the body of Christ. Imagine, just imagine how this world will be changed. Imagine how this city will be impacted. Imagine how this country would be impacted. Imagine how this continent will be changed. Should we, as the children of God, choose to take up our roles in the body of Christ and play our role? To begin to function and serve where God has called us to serve. I believe with every fiber of my being that we can change the world, that God wants to change the world through people like you and I. Through ordinary people like you and I. Amen. God wants to change the world through us, and it's not something to just like say to inspire you. No, it is true. It is so true because Jesus said, you know, greater works than these you shall be able to do. Greater works than the ones that he did while he was here, he shall be able to do because he's going back to the Father. And so we can do greater things because of he who empowers us. And so Jesus can use us to change this world. So my question to you this morning is, are you going to make the commitment to play your part? Are you going to play your part because your part is necessary for the full functioning of the body? Are you today going to stay in your place, stay in your position, and begin to serve in the function that the Lord has called you to function? Will you begin to serve today because you are invaluable? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray this morning that may your Holy Spirit just stir in our hearts, God. May he just make us uncomfortable and may he just convict us of the work that we need to do in your kingdom. Father, may you reveal to us and show us, God, what our part and our role is in the body of Christ. What we are supposed to do for you, because God, you've given us a gift, you've given us skills and abilities that are to be used for your glory. God, the body of Christ will not be able to work fully without each and every one of us playing our parts, because we are invaluable, because we are necessary. We are extremely useful for the full functioning of the body. And so, Father, I pray this morning that may we start to be engaged. God, help us to see our part. Help us to embrace our roles and do what we're uniquely created to do so that your body can show your love all over this world. So that your body can do the great works that you've called us to do. Father, show us. Father, speak to us. God, soften our hearts, God, and help us see that we are important and that we are vital. And as we keep praying this morning, there might be some of you in here who may be feeling so distant from God, and you may feel so guilt-ridden by your past that you think that God could never forgive you, God could never accept you, let alone God could never use you. But let me tell you this, that is a lie. Because God loves you, and that is why he sent his one and only son to come and die for you so that you may be forgiven. The Bible says in John 3:16-17 that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how dark your life is. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter where you slept or where you woke up from. His mercies are new today. And God is inviting you today to enter into a relationship with him. He wants to forgive your sins today, and he wants to use you to accomplish much for him. And so if that is you this morning and you're saying that, you know what, I need the mercy of God, that I want to turn from my old life, I want to turn towards him and to be used by him. If that is your prayer this morning, then can you please just raise your hand right where you are right now? If that is you this morning, please just raise your hand. There is nothing to be scared of, nothing to be ashamed of. If that is you this morning and you're saying, you know what, that God, I want to give you my life because I want you to use me. I want you to show me what my purposes are. Would you please just raise your hand? Thank you. Thank you. Is anybody else in here who feels the same way and they want to make that commitment this morning? This is your time. This is your opportunity. This is that turning point. This is the beginning of something new and something great. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm going to ask all of us to pray together in supporting our brothers and sisters who are choosing to respond to Jesus' invitation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, forgive all of my sins. Change my heart. Accept me now. Jesus, make me new. Fill me with your spirit so I can know you and walk with you and serve you. Please be my Lord and Savior. My life is not my own. From this day forward, I give it all to you. Thank you for new life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Church, can we celebrate with our brothers and sisters who gave their lives to Christ? Woo! Yeah. Yeah. Amen. 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 For those of you who chose to make that decision today, I'm telling you, this is the best decision you could ever make. Yeah. This right here is the beginning of something great, and the Lord is going to do great things in your life, and he's going to use you for greater purposes, you know. And so before you leave church this morning, for those of you who raised your hands, there's a tent outside called the Connection Point, and there's a banner called I've Decided. I'll be standing there, and I would love to meet you and pray with you, this morning. But I would just love to know who you are and just get to encourage you. But also, we have a gift for you, and so please stop by, because I'd love to greet you in person and get to meet you and talk with you this morning. Church, have a blessed Sunday. Have a great day.